You're listening to How To 20-something, the best podcast that helps both men and women navigate their 20s and learn how to adult across all aspects of their lives. We're going to focus on career, relationships, finances, fitness, nutrition, and all of the common challenges and obstacles a typical 20-something will face in this post-college life. I'm your host, Jess Diamond, and I am the CEO and founder of Jess Diamond Coaching, where I help young professionals get their shit together, gain their confidence, and own their life. No one prepares you for this adulting world, so allow me to help you feel like you are no longer a chicken running around with its head cut off and that you actually know what the hell is going on and what your next step to take is. Welcome to How To 20-something. Welcome back to another episode of How To 20-something. Hold on. Welcome back to the 100th episode of How To 20-something. Ah! Can you believe it? 100 episodes, almost 2 years worth of work, impact, inspiration, guests, connections, and experiences. For reference, most podcasts don't make it past episode 20, let alone freaking 100. So this is a very big deal and an amazing excuse to celebrate with a little happy dance. This podcast is a true labor of love. And a lot of y'all have been listening since the very beginning. Some of you found me a few episodes back, and heck, this might be your very first episode, in which case, welcome. And because it's episode 100, I figured it should be an episode about you. Episode 52 was my story and how I got to where I am today, but now it's time to talk about you and how to be yourself. And by that, I mean, how to stand in your own shoes, think with your own thoughts, and be who you want to be, even with all the external noise, the comparisons, and the snapshots into other people's lives that exist all around us all the time. This episode topic was sparked by the book my book club read in January and February, The Happiness Project, because in one of the chapters, Gretchen Rubin talks about what her definition of happiness is and how it differs from other people, and it's scary to admit that out loud or when trying to find some commonality between you and a new person, since your goal is to feel accepted. And if you meet someone who doesn't accept your interests, you'll feel more inclined to hide away from the next person that comes your way who might just love your kooky interests as much as you do or support you for them, but you're too busy hiding out that it becomes a missed opportunity. And then there is always her reminder throughout her book to be Gretchen, or in other words, be you. But this is something I had to really learn for myself just last year. And after learning this lesson to be me and do me, my life got a lot more enjoyable. I mean, sure, there is this pull sometimes to be like everyone else. And for me, that would look like partying on the weekends and having a 9-to-5 corporate job and a steady paycheck, and be more flexible and go with the flow. But at the end of the day, that's not how I roll. And I really like how I roll. I'm really proud of the life I'm building, the passions I can talk about from coaching to fitness to the weather to sports I play. And I want to help you be just as comfortable in your own shoes as I am in mine. And the best side effect with doing so is building up your own self-confidence. So, this episode is designed to give you a glimpse into how I have fully stepped into being me, how I help my clients do so for themselves, why it's important to implement, and of course, intertwined throughout, how you can do so for yourself. And I would be doing you a huge disservice if I didn't remind you that if this is something you need help with, then please head to the show notes and click the Let's Chat link so I can help you succeed in stepping into the most true version of yourself so you can stay focused on your own path, wants, and desires and live a life that aligns with you. And that's really where it all boils down to. It's authenticity, or the act of being true to oneself. This is in the form of your actions, your values, your likes and dislikes, standing up for what you believe in, walking away from what no longer serves you, and really just dancing to the beat of your own drum. Maybe you're thinking, as I keep saying, be yourself, is that how can I be anyone else but myself? That makes no sense. But the truth is, as humans, we have a habit of mirroring those around us. Whether it's a lifestyle we see on social media or even reality TV, a hobby everyone and their mother is getting into, mannerisms, fads, trends, literally anything that catches our attention that other people are doing or liking, from fashion trends to career paths to checking off the boxes of life. You really have to break down your own stories and beliefs and ask yourself, is this your own? Or is this someone else's story or belief being projected onto you, and now you are taking it on as your own? And as a result, feeling badly about what you're not doing or having or achieving as a result of what other people tell you that you should be doing, having, or achieving. And we talked about this in the branding episode from a few months ago, but you need to be yourself and come from that place of authenticity, because that's how you'll develop the relationships and life that you know in your heart you want for yourself. And then you're going to feel really good stepping into that version, while also knowing that what you want is going to be different from what someone else wants, which is great, because life would be pretty freaking boring if we all wanted the same exact things. It reminds me of older TV shows where the producer emphasizes the idea of living in a simulation where every house looks the same, everyone drives the same car, every family is that nuclear family of four dynamic with a son and a daughter, and then you have that one character that has an existential crisis and finally comes to its senses and wants to be different. We're not meant to be the exact same. It's why there's the cliche saying of be yourself, everyone else is already taken. Because when you are you, unapologetically and full out, you increase your levels of happiness and fulfillment. You have more confidence and self-acceptance since you stop seeking validation from the people around you and trust your own gut and follow a path that you believe is the right one for you. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a very headstrong person, meaning, when I have an idea or a thought for something that I really want to do or have, there is nothing and no one who is going to stop me from at least trying. For example, when I first decided that I was going to leave my corporate job to pursue my own business, I had just turned 24 and no one believed I was actually going to follow through. That and or they didn't believe in me and my capabilities of doing so. But I knew this is what I was going to do. I knew that I was going to try my best, save up as much money as I could, and most of all, get out of the city that made me feel so trapped during the pandemic. I had a lot of naysayers. However, I wasn't turning to anyone for validation as to whether or not this was the right decision, because I knew it was the right decision for me. And the more I planned, the more I kept saying, this is what I'm going to do, and the more I removed the negative noise from my life, the more possible this dream became and the more people I found to get on board in supporting me. But regardless, even if no one got on board or if 500 people got on board, I was creating my path for me. A path that allows me to live through my passion and create a life where I am happy to put in the work, even when I'm really stressed out. And it was the same for when I decided I was starting this podcast. I had been sitting on the idea for a solid year, and I finally was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And it then became a matter of how and when, which is why my coach helped me map out how to do that. And here we are, 100 episodes deep. But I created this podcast for me. It's a place for me to speak my truths that I know are helpful to anyone who listens, and it's a place for other people I meet to also speak their truths. This podcast is the platform for authenticity, where you hear real stories and I express my real opinions. I didn't ask anyone for permission or if I should do this or not. I decided for myself and then sought out the help to carry it out. And that's what I want you to be able to do for yourself and define what that looks like for you. It could be moving cities, dating someone, accepting a new job, picking a hobby, working out, leaving a relationship. I mean, you can turn to your friends, talk it through with your coach or therapist, or have a conversation with your mom, because sometimes we need to be granted permission to go do something we really want to do or try, Which makes sense, because we're in our 20s. So the first two-thirds of our life, if not more, were spent asking for permission. Permission to do everything, including use the bathroom. But now we're adults, and we get to decide for ourselves. Except that requires learning what decision is going to serve us the best. Or in a way that we won't regret later on. And it takes some time to build up that muscle of trusting your own intuition, thinking a plan through without overthinking, and taking action in accordance to your dreams, goals, and aspirations. But the more you do it, the more confidence, assurance, and respect you will have for yourself. And as a result of taking action based on what you want, you're going to encounter the right people along the way to help you see it through. Authenticity attracts your people to you because they appreciate you for who you are, even the parts you might not particularly like about yourself. Your relationships become stronger because when you act in alignment of your values and opinions, you develop honest and trusting relationships. I had a client last year who was very unhappy at her job because her team didn't like how much personality she had. And trust me, this girl has so much personality. But it opened up a conversation about being yourself and to know that people are going to hate you and love you for the same reasons. Some people felt threatened by her level of confidence and wanted to tear her down as a result, where other people admired and adored her and celebrated her for it, for her level of confidence. Both parties saw her confidence. And instead of quieting her own self down, she found a new room that accepted her for her, which then further invites two different conversations into this discussion. What happens to you when you're in the wrong rooms, and how to embrace your own uniqueness. So let's start with that first part, being in the wrong rooms. I find that when you are surrounded by the wrong people, whether those are the naysayers, the negative Nancys, the settlers, and you're over here standing strong as a doer, you're going to feel like there is something wrong with you. News flash, there isn't. But because you are constantly surrounded by a similar mindset of people, you feel like the oddball out. It's why it's important for married couples to have other married couple friends, single people to have other single people friends, entrepreneurs to be in environments with other entrepreneurs, and so on and so forth. It's not to say you can't have some conglomerate of circles, but it is to say that if you are constantly questioning what you're doing because you're looking around and it seems like everyone else is on one path, and you're over there, and you're the only one doing something different, then you need some new people around you. Actually, while I'm planning out this episode, I had two conversations that reflected this ideology just this week. One was with my friend who is about to turn 30 at the time of our conversation. Her birthday was last month. But she said she wasn't scared of 30 until moving to the South, where it seems like everyone is married and popping out babies. But when she talks to her friends in California, they have the response of, oh, you're so young, live it up, you have time. Because who you are conversing with is going to directly influence how you feel about your own life. The other conversation was with one of my clients who is in college and has a fear of the mundaneness and lack of fun that comes with the real world. But when we pulled back the curtain of his life right now, he realized he's currently living his fear and wants to do something about it, which means making more friends. Only these friends need to be people who want to share that spontaneity and funness in life and not sit around and lounge in their free time all the time. And it's hard to want to do something different than your primary friend group since it's what you see all the time and it's what you're used to. Which brings me to the second part, and that is your uniqueness. We have a constant desire to blend in with everyone else as a means of acceptance. Our society promotes individuality, yet has everyone moving through life at the exact same pace and falling short of the perceived norm or doing something different, deems you as a failure or an outcast. Like, make it make sense. Be original, but do as everyone else does. Talk about hypocrisy. And then when you finally have the freedom and the itch to go against the status quo, it becomes that much more terrifying to do because hardly anyone else around you is following suit. But here's another thought for you to ponder. If you know your exact path and your exact next steps as though it's a blueprint laid out for you to follow, then you are not living your life on your own terms, but rather following someone else's path that came before you. There is beauty in not knowing. Yes, it's scary, but it's beautiful to know you have the power to design your own life. Sure, find a mentor, but use their path as the guideline to skip over some hurdles or lessons learned the hard way. Just don't use their life as the holy grail of what you need to be doing. The other part of being yourself that I want to touch on in this episode is the influence of other people's opinions. I've talked about the naysayers already, but this is different. When you are being yourself, you accept other people's opinions as their own and not let it directly influence what you know in your heart is right for you. This doesn't mean you shouldn't ask people for their opinions. Obviously, if you're unsure or need to talk it through or need an extra dose of validation, then going to the people who you trust and respect is going to be great in this situation. What I'm talking about is when people give their unsolicited opinions because it's usually a projection of their own fears and insecurities. I've been on both sides of the unsolicited opinion track and have had to learn some tough lessons based on both that I am going to share with you. If you know you have a tendency to give advice or add in your two cents, then you need to learn to ask first. Ask if you can give your opinion or if it's even wanted, and be okay if the other person says no. Don't take it personally. My best friend highly values my opinion more than I thought, and I'm very direct. But I also know that sometimes I say things to say things without her consent, more or less, as in she was seeking my input and I was basically just word vomiting, and then she would lean into my words more than her own because she wasn't being true to herself and her own thoughts and values. Now, once learning this about her and how much power she puts in the words coming out of my mouth, I realized I don't necessarily need to keep my mouth shut, but I do need to either preface my own opinion as mine and back it up with an explanation as to where it was derived from, or ask her if she's even looking for my two cents, which most of the time when I ask, she says yes. The other side of the track is if you're the one receiving opinions you didn't ask for, whether they're from your best friend or not, you need to ask yourself, does this person already have the life or goals I'm working towards? And if they don't, then their input is pretty irrelevant. For example, when I was just a few months into my coaching business, I was ramping up my social media posts to gain traction and exposure and as a way to serve my audience as taught by my business coach. My friend, who is 2 years younger than me, working a 9-to-5 and had no intention of ever becoming an entrepreneur, told me I was posting too much. Mind you, this was already an insecurity I had because I have the unconscious and sometimes conscious belief that I am annoying and posting too much is annoying to my followers. I call it annoying little sister syndrome because my sister always liked to remind me growing up that I'm so annoying, and the belief was instilled in me and shows up in just about every area of my life. So when my friend told me that it was annoying at how much I was posting, I went right back into my little hole of, oh my God, my biggest insecurity and fear is ringing true. My coach had to then ask me, is this friend a successful entrepreneur? I said no. She asked me, do you want her lifestyle? To which I also said no. Then my coach said, then why are you taking her advice when she doesn't know the industry or what you're building and you don't want to follow the path she's on? Similarly, when my best friend started dating her now boyfriend, I was in my hopelessly single stage of life, and I gave her my input that I don't think this is her forever guy. And she took it to heart and was therefore hesitant to commit to him. But if she had stopped to think about what she was looking for in a partner, looked at my single life with zero background in what a successful relationship looks like, and asked me why I thought so, then she would have been able to stick to her own thoughts and maybe have committed to him a little faster. But instead, she took my words as the holy grail, and later on, we had a whole conversation about this, and I was able to explain that it was because she didn't seem excited or happy about him when she spoke of him. After we talked it out, which was like a month after my initial comment, I saw her be more open about him and see how much she likes him. Basically, what I'm getting at is you need to form your own opinions based on your past, present, and what you want/are working towards in your future. We all want to give our input into other people's lives. We all want to receive input from other people into our lives, warranted or not. But when you are living your life on your own terms, by your own rules, using the blueprint provided by someone else you want to follow, and then taking action in ways that feel good to you, then you will fully and wholeheartedly be yourself. While also knowing that anything less and hiding certain parts of you out of fear of rejection is a disservice to the people around you and hinders your ability to develop and enforce strong, healthy relationships. If you pause for 1 second when hanging around your core people, ask yourself, what version of me does this person or these people bring out? I have friends that bring out my goofy side. My boyfriend brings out the most calm version of me, and my best friend brings out my entrepreneurial spirit. All of those Jesses that show up are still me. You need variety. You need people in your life to challenge you in healthy ways or bring you back to your center. But you also need to remember that your thoughts influences your actions and are derived from your past experiences. There is no wrong way to do life. There's only a wrong way for you based on what you want your outcomes to look like and how you want to feel about yourself and the path you are on. Besides, you can always hop to a different path if the one you're on is no longer working for you. But I'm going to remind you again to be yourself because everyone else is already taken. And on that note, I am going to conclude the 100th episode of How to 20-something, and here's to 100 more. So if you liked what you heard, if you've been listening for quite some time now, if you know someone who needs to be listening to this show, then please share this episode and let me know you're listening. Otherwise, I just feel like I'm talking to myself. But send it to a friend, post on social media, give me a 5-star rating, do something to help me expand my reach and help other 20-somethings navigate the most complicated decade of their life. And as always, I can't wait to be in your headphones again next week with another brand new episode.